This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's 6 minutes after the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne, well, he is on, he's got a special day off. It was his wedding this past weekend, got married, so congratulations to Wayne. I probably should have started with that last hour, congratulating him instead of sort of tongue-in-cheek mocking the whole marriage institution. But anyway, we chose the first, and we'll probably pay dearly for that. But again, my name is Lee Elsie. I always welcome your emails, leelcradio@gmail.com. You can call in, by the way, if you'd like to chat with me. I can take calls this entire hour, 1-833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. I'll be happy to chat with some of you people across the entire country about whatever it is that is either upsetting you, annoying you, or maybe it's making you happy. I don't know. Maybe there's some stuff out there going on that's making you happy. I want to say a little something that I've talked about in the past, but I thought I would bring it up again. How do you know a politician is lying? Well, of course, the old joke is his lips are moving or her lips are moving. Well, that's somewhat true, actually. Lying in politics is as commonplace as Chevrolet, apple pie, and baseball, all of that. You know, you come to have expected it. You think it's happening. You kind of know it's there, and you just try to navigate your way around it, which is actually a very sad state of affairs. I mean, look at what we're dealing with Biden and some of the monstrous fibs that he's been telling lately. The most recent one was about the fire in his house, which, again, was quickly proved to be a huge exaggeration. But I'll talk a little bit about more of those specifics with Biden a little bit later on. But we've come to accept the idea that politicians lie to us. And the thing that they do better than anybody else is they sort of lie in a certain kind of way, right? They avoid verifiable statements of fact whenever they can. They're very vague. Now, some of them just lie straight to your face, right? They just figure, well, nobody's recording this, or nobody will remember this. You know, if I talk about being pro-immigration or anti-illegal immigration, as Schumer and Nancy Pelosi were a decade ago, and then flip-flopping to being, of course, wanting every single illegal possible into this country. Now, we have them on tape doing that, and they're not the only two. There are dozens of others who go down that road. And we've talked about this being, you know, it's a sort of a case of what am I opportunistic? What's opportunistic for me at this moment? Well, in this case, it would be this, and next year it might be that. So there really is nothing concrete. There's no character in folks like that. But this is sort of a play in the playbook. This is what, in particular, progressive politicians like to do. Now, I'm not exonerating, nor am I ignoring the Republican side of this, although Republicans seem to do this a little bit less frequently, at least as far as I'm concerned. But they avoid verifiable statements of fact, things like vague things that you really can't nail them down with. That's an art. That's an act that's happening. They also tell a lie that confirms that their audience has a certain bias that their audience agrees with. So if you tell a little bit of a white lie, a little fib, but your audience already kind of is leaning in that direction, well, it's easy for them to accept it and believe it. And then even if it is a lie, they don't care because they like it. They believe in it. They're down with it. So you can make up numbers. You can make up stats. If it fits that narrative and your base is on board, well, you're not really lying. right? You're not really lying. And then a big one that some people don't seem to realize, but even, you know, or most of the best politicians are able to do this, well, they're able to convince themselves that the lie is true. And it made me think of a great Seinfeld episode.
Jerry, just remember, it's not a lie if you believe it.
So if you believe it and you say it, it's not a lie. If you're one of these politicians like an AOC who manufacture stats, but deep down you may know it's kind of wrong, but really you believe it. It's not really lying, is it? If you're making stuff up on the fly, it's not really. If you believe it, it's not really lying. Isn't that sort of what's going on in politics? And of course, another, I guess, playing the playbook is repetition. If you say something enough, eventually people will be like, yeah, that's true. And, you know, you rarely are fact-checked, and if you are fact-checked, then maybe you're called out on the carpet. But, again, the 24-hour news cycle has a short memory, and you can skate, certainly. You can be a hypocrite. Nobody really remembers, particularly if you're somebody from the progressive side, the Democrat side. You're not going to be called out on this, not going to be held accountable for something that you say. So if you repeat a lie over and over and over again, even if it's a lie, sooner or later people start to say, yeah, you know, I heard this. I heard it on TV today. I heard it on the radio today. And they start to buy into it. And after a while, that lie becomes kind of the truth, at least in the eyes of the person delivering that message. And, of course, a good lie loves company. So if you are able to tell a whopper of a lie, a political lie, well, guess what? You can actually get your friends on board to lie along with you over and over and over again. So that is something else that happens. I am one of my biggest pet peeves, right? And when it comes to politics, one of my biggest pet peeves is I don't like hypocrites. I don't like folks who don't stand for anything, but I don't like liars. Liars, most of all, are to me the scourge of the planet, in particular when we're talking about politics. Because if you have somebody who has sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America, and whether they're a president, a vice president, a sitting senator, a congressman, a dog catcher in your own town, and they are not delivering, at the very least, delivering the truth that they can, you know, the truth that they, as they, not as they see it, because that's not fair, truth, in a general sense, if they're not delivering that to the people that put them in office, then they're not worthy of that office. And I don't think it's a lot to ask of, you know, politicians. If you're going to represent people, then do it with us. And do it with a sense of purpose. Do it with meaning. Don't do it because you do it. Do it because you're trying to accomplish something. And that's very frustrating to me. When, you know, we find all of these different levels of unscrupulous people who are lurking around behind the scenes in politics. So anyway, I wanted to throw that out there to you and sort of just kind of get that out in the radio sphere. I've read a couple emails during the break, and a few people, I guess, across the country don't necessarily agree with my stance on this Rittenhouse case. And I wanted to expound on, they were talking about how it is, in their mind, racist, and this country generally is systemically racist. I just literally read a couple of these emails a couple seconds ago. I'm not going to read the entire thing because one's really long. But I wanted to say something that I said earlier today on my own show, just to echo it real quick. And maybe if I don't have time, I'll pick it up in the next break. But this country gets such a terrible rap when it comes to racism. And the idea that, in particular, a certain group of people try to race bait the population of this country. And some of them do it very, very well. I mean, the Al Sharpens of the world are very good at it. But you realize, just really, we'll take a quick history lesson. You realize that the founding fathers of this country, who now are under constant assault by the progressive left for being either a complete racist or slave owners or all of them. You guys understand that at that time, right, at that time in the history of the planet, slavery was everywhere. Now, that doesn't mean it was right, but it was everywhere. Every continent had slavery. In fact, many black folks were the driving force behind the slave trade. So the point I'm trying to make is the founding fathers from Washington to Jefferson, right on up to Lincoln, all get a bad rap for, in some cases, some of them being slave owners. Washington, Jefferson, you know, even I think Adams had him for a little while. But you know, Washington on his deathbed in his will freed all his slaves. Jefferson couldn't because he couldn't afford. There's a $250 fee for every slave you had, so he couldn't afford it. He was basically broke when he died. It was impossible for him to free the slaves. But at the end of his life, all accounts point to the fact that he wanted to. So the point I'm trying, I mean, we'll have to pick this up. I do want to pick this up from here. I want to just give you a quick once-over because, like I said, I think the founding fathers in particular get a really bad rap of this. And Jefferson was the worst of them because he had slaves all the way. But even in the end, Jefferson wanted to get rid of his. But we'll go down that road in just a second. I'll pick this up. I don't want to leave this thought. So we'll come back. Stick around. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root is off tonight. Believe he'll be back tomorrow night. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and can we just wish you an early Merry Christmas?
And we have something exciting to share with you today. Tell them what it is, babe.
We are literally going to give you a Christmas present that is priceless. Priceless! It'll be the greatest one you ever had. When you sign up today, between now and Christmas, for the Energized Health Protocol, we are going to give as a gift your spouse the transformation as our Christmas gift to you.
This is a perfect opportunity-wise for you to gift your husband something that may be even unexpected, but you know is much needed.
You better believe it. If he has high blood pressure, diabetes, digestive issues, brain fog, low testosterone, every one of these medical issues can be reversed, so take this action step today.
Visit us at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com, or call today at 888-444-8895.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show real quick. And it's the perfect sponsor, right? Because we're talking about staying healthy, energized health. John and Chelsea Jubilee, regular guests on my show, and they share the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. And they are the sponsors of this show. They sign the front of the check, which means you get to listen without paying for this show. You listen free 3 hours a day. These people are wonderful. They've got a program that burns fat fast, supercharges your energy, boosts your immune system, reverses ailments and diseases with no painful exercise and no restrictive fat diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've never been fat a day in my life. I always thought of myself as a thin guy, but I'm 60 years old now. I've been on the program for about a year now, and during the first 88 days on the program, I lost a remarkable 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat. Not weight, because I was never fat, but evidently I had fat in my body around my organs. That's the dangerous kind of fat. I lost it, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've literally, in the last year, never gained 1 pound back. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Go to energizedhealth.com, check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. And right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. So sign up before Christmas, and your spouse is free, courtesy of Energized Health and your favorite host, Wayne Allyn Root. Just go to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895, toll free, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
All right, welcome back. It's about 25 minutes after the hour. We got a couple minutes. We'll squeeze on Marvin before we get to the bottom. Marvin out there in Connecticut, what's happening tonight, Marvin?
Lee Elsie.
Yes,
one
sir.
Of my best friends on earth.
What's going on, sir?
And we're going nationwide. We're going nationwide, and here I am in the little hamlet of Norwich. I just wanted to talk about Thanksgiving and maybe tell some people out there who don't know you very well. but Lee Elsie is a family builder. He brings people together. Oh. And this week is a big week because we're going to get together. And you need to take care of your family. And I think for the last 2 years, our country has kind of like lost that vision of being together and being a family.
Right.
And going back to the Constitution. And, you know, I'm a big fundamentalist and I'm pretty faithful. You know, I go to church. I'm not a saint. Okay. Let me tell you, folks, I am not a saint by any means, but I go to church and that's the way it is. And Lee can tell you all about that.
Well, listen, Marvin, I appreciate the call and the kind words. And I will say this to the entire nation. We are doing a charity event. And, you know, as far as I know, Marvin is not a billionaire, but we're doing this huge charity event. And Marvin dug deep into his pocket. And it costs $500. And a lot of the, you know, the fancy businesses, and I'd say fancy with a big smile on my face because they're great. But they, you know, driver for this go-kart race that we're having to raise money for a bunch of charities. Well, you know what? Marvin stepped up and dug deep and, you know, took out 5 Benjamin Franklins and handed them over to us. And I thank you for that because that shows he's got a lot of character. And Marvin, listen, I will definitely see you on Wednesday, and we'll talk. But for you and your family, I do hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Is he going?
God bless.
All right, buddy. You have a good one out there in Norwich, Connecticut. So, yeah, man. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about this today. Marvin mentioned Thanksgiving and, you know, my mom gone, my pop's still around, but, you know, my wife, her family sort of fractured. And I don't mean that necessarily in a bad way. It's just, you know, her sister does her own thing and her mom sort of is here, but it's not like it was when we were kids, right? It's not, I mean, we're going to families, but it's not the 40 people running around when we were kids running around the table and my mom making a huge meal and all that. So there's a little nostalgia going on with some of that stuff. It's bittersweet, if you will, because it's great to be with the people that you're with, but at the same time, it's really a sense of you miss what you once had. Certainly Thanksgiving makes me think about that. And Thanksgiving should just be fun, though, so I don't want to bring anybody down because Thanksgiving is that one holiday where it's like guilt-free, no gifts, you know, no pressure. All you've got to do is worry about your waistline, whether or not, you know, you put on a couple of pounds, and you have to deal with that. But for the most part, it's supposed to be a night that is fun and all that goes along with that. So anyway, thank you, Marvin, for the call out there in Norwich, Connecticut. Listen, if you guys want to weigh in, we will have one more segment, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-825, where we can grab a couple of calls. I am trying to wrestle my good friend Glenn Silmacy, who is the provost. Over at the folks over there, not the provost. I'll be back. Stick around.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It was just, I guess for lack of better
just carnage, liking it to a war zone.
Waukesha, Wisconsin Fire Chief Steve Howard describing what he saw when a Christmas parade held Sunday in Waukesha, Wisconsin turned into a nightmare. Five people were killed and more than 40 others were injured after an SUV tore through barricades and slammed into crowds. Mayor Sean Riley calling it a senseless tragedy. More than a dozen families of victims of the Parkland High School massacre are reaching a settlement with the Justice Department. All parties are now working to finalize additional details before the case can be dismissed, according to an official court document filed Monday. The family is suing the Justice Department and FBI for not acting on tips warning about the murderer who took the lives of 17 people at the Florida High School in 2018. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
The Brass Bonanza.
Whoa!
Hey!
The Hartford Whalers.
I heard, by the way, that they were in discussions to bring the Hartford Whalers back. Did you hear that, Chris, by any chance?
Yeah. There's a team out west not doing so well with their current arena situation. Well, it's the Coyotes. So there's been talk again. It's ramping up about bringing a team on the NHL level back to Hartford.
Wow. Fancy. I was a young kid. Very young, and wasn't a hockey fan when when the Whalers were here.
Right.
But I do remember.
Wait, hold on. I got to ask you a question. You finish, then I'll ask my question, because you might be setting me up for even something better. Go ahead.
No, I said that what I remember about the Hartford Whalers was when we went to Hartford for something, and their place where they played was in the middle of a mall. Like, a mall was actually, like, built around. It just was a strange place. The Hartford Civic Center was a strange animal and a strange cat, but it just didn't look. It didn't look or feel like an actual stadium.
Hey, and it was also home to the Celtics for select games.
Right. That's true. You're right about that.
Here's the thing. If you don't mind me asking, how old were you when you started actually kind of getting a glimpse of the Whale, if you will?
I was never a hockey fan, kid. I'm sorry. Maybe 12 or 13 by the time I was paying attention.
All right, so 1980, 81, you really weren't following. I mean, you and I are close to the same age. You weren't really following them.
No.
No. The biggest, who do you think the biggest name to ever play for the Hartford Whalers was?
Gordie Howe.
Attaboy. Attaboy, Spider.
I know that one.
All right, let's see. All's forgiven.
Thank you very much. All right, so yeah, I was never a hockey guy, but I'm still not a hockey guy, and I should be because I sort of like that mentality.
So you've never even been to like a Wolfpack game?
No, really. And everybody says the same thing to me about sports because they say the greatest sport to watch in person is hockey.
Yeah, when you go one time, you're hooked.
That's what they say. That's what they say.
Yeah,
they say that to me. All right, listen. Let me. I meant to finish something, and I. Because I'm sometimes airheaded, I forget. And those of you out there who may be listening still, I started to go down the road of, we were talking about how our founding fathers get a bad rap when it comes to racism, when it comes to slavery and all that surrounds us. I just want to finish this thought, and then we can get on to a couple other things. Like I said, next hour I'll talk to Senator Joe Lieberman a little bit. We may have a couple other guests along the way. Before we wrap it up, once again, my name is Lee Elsie, and I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root, who will be back tomorrow night. He had a wedding this past weekend. It was his own. And congratulations to him. And we're very, very happy for him. I was fortunate. I have met his new wife. She was great. Wayne actually spoke at a huge event that I put together here in Connecticut a couple of years ago. And I was lucky enough to meet his fiance at the time and now new wife. So I'm sure they're going to be very, very happy. Two really great people. So congratulations to them. But before the last break of the break before the last, I was talking about how the founding fathers, they just get a bad rap when it comes to this. And I understand that slavery is a terrible thing. And it was a terrible thing. And they, in some cases, many of them, well, they should have known better. But if you look at it big picture, and I want to try to slowly go down this road, when slavery came, when the founding fathers were forging the documents that would set us in motion for what would eventually be the greatest country that God has ever saw on this fantastic earth, there was slavery on every continent. And it wasn't just white people trading blacks. It was blacks trading blacks. The whole scenario was terrible. And we should all at least acknowledge that fact. It was terrible, but it was happening everywhere. Doesn't excuse it nor condone it, but it was happening everywhere. So for thousands of years, not hundreds, thousands of years, people have been enslaved. Okay? At this particular time, there was just an influx of
folks of color to this country and other places, you know, from Africa here. Okay. So, while all of this is going on, the other nations around the world were doing similar things. What you got to remember and keep in mind is this. The amazing people, the founders of the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, in a mere, I'm doing a bad job explaining this and I apologize, but from the time the Declaration of Independence was signed until Abraham Lincoln's, you know, phenomenal speech, Gettysburg, in that block of time, right, from the time after the, you know, the Revolutionary War to Lincoln, America, which was part of the slave scenario, went from that to an abolishment of slavery in a block of time that was less than a century. Okay? While other nations continued the slave trade, not only continued past the Civil War, but even in some cases, there's slavery to this day, today. So in that short period of time, these great men who had their own flaws and participated in owning slavery, they were able to realize that it was wrong. In that short period of time, we went from a nation that had slaves to a nation that didn't. Now, it doesn't excuse it. It doesn't take away the racism. It doesn't take away the racism that still exists to this day. There is still obvious racism. Not to sound redundant, but I think we're better off today than we were yesterday, than 10 years ago. I've had that, you know, that line forever. That's one of my lines. We're much better today than we were when I was in my 40s or 30s or in my teens. It gets better, right? I made mention of this today that when I was, let's say, in high school, interracial couples, if you saw somebody walking down the street, it was news, right? There was whispers. There was talk. Now, nobody says boo because it doesn't matter. We realize that. Folks grew out of that. And they smartened up. They realized it wasn't a big deal. And it's not a big deal. Of course it's not. But what people don't understand is that what was going on for centuries, thousands of years in some cases, was eradicated. And the beginnings of that was the founding fathers of this nation. They did it. And you could point to, well, you know, George Washington owned slaves, and they can say that, and he did. And Jefferson owned slaves, and he did. But Washington, in his last will and testament, freedom. He freed all the slaves. As I said to you before the break, you know, a few minutes ago, Jefferson would have. He wrote about it, but it cost $250 per slave to free them. Now, whether that's right or wrong, listen, there are all kinds of different examples I can give you of this. So, in a country that I still believe is the greatest country and the freest country and the least racist country on the planet, and if I say that to a progressive, their eyes get all wide and they can't believe that I actually said it. I firmly believe that. With all my heart, we're the least racist country on the planet. Go live someplace else. Before you judge something like that, like that statement came out of my mouth. I believe it. I'll stand by it. Why? Because I've lived on other continents. I've lived in Europe. I've lived in Australia. Right? I've lived in, not that Canada's in a different continent, but I've lived in Canada. I've lived all over the world. Short blocks of time. And I've seen it. This is the greatest country in the world. Do we have racism here? Of course we do. There's racism everywhere. And will we ever get rid of it completely? Probably not in our lifetime. Sure, no. I can with all confidence say, no, of course not. But I think your kids' kids and your kids' kids' kids, you know, three generations from now, will look back at the same things that we look at three generations ago and say, man, that was really not where we wanted to be. And there are things happening now that we'll probably look back on, or your grandkids will look back on, or your great-grandkids will look back on and say, man, I can't believe that this is what was going on back then. And you might point to things like these riots and all the surrounding stuff that goes on about that, and point to that and say, man, that was, you know, that was a crazy time. Well, it is a crazy time. It's certainly better than it was 40 years ago, 50 years ago, but it was sort of a crazy time. Maybe, you know, 100 years from right now, they look back and everybody says, man, I can't believe that they were fighting over this. Now that we get along so great, we've, you know, come to the conclusion after all these years that we're, you know, we're all human beings. And I know that sounds Pollyannish, and I get that, but, you know, that's what I believe when it comes to race. I firmly believe that the generations that came before us, they looked at things differently, and they acted differently, and they spoke differently. My grandparents spoke very different than even my mother and father, certainly different than me, right? And generations that follow me will speak different. They're already speaking different. Now, there may be an overcorrect going on that is, in some cases, a little troublesome, which, is, again, it seems to be the point I was just trying to make is it seems the point at the white folks being the actual epicenter of everything that's evil, and that's not true. And I'm trying to point to the founding fathers. They weren't evil. And without them, there may still be more ugliness in this country. In fact, folks of color should thank the founding fathers. Because without them, it might be a lot worse. We'll be back. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
For Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, again, Wayne will be back tomorrow. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for hanging with me. Next hour, we'll talk with Senator Joe Lieberman. Always a pleasure to chat with him. Chris is down there in Dallas, Texas, making it all go. He brought up the brass bonanza. And immediately I got about 10 emails from across the state of Connecticut and beyond, which is kind of neat. Yeah. So Scott checks in. He says, being from East Hartford and still here, my dad had season tickets growing up for the then New England Whalers and later the Hartford Whalers. Or the Hartford Failures, and the well, I can't say the next thing. But anyway, he was born in 1971, and he went to a lot of different games. He actually saw Gordie Howe play for a couple of different teams, has some memorabilia. So anyway, he wanted to write to me to tell me that I used to have that song on a 45 back when he was a kid. That's pretty funny.
I mean, it just makes you want to bust out the old cable box and put on Sports Channel New England, doesn't it, there, Lee?
Nesson. I think Nesson, New England Sports.
No, Nesson was the actual really good team in New England, the Bruins.
You're right. The Whalers were on, I don't know what, I don't even know if the
no,
Whalers
No, it was Sports Channel New England.
Was it really?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
And I'm not even from there.
Well, I wasn't a hockey fan. Sorry about that. All right, Scott, thanks for writing in. That's pretty funny. And, it's you know, it's weird what memories sort of pique people's interest. I always think, like, we could talk about politics till we're blue in the face and all of that, but when we start talking about everyday life stuff, it takes on a whole different dynamic and dimension, and people really like that. To get involved with all that stuff, so it's kind of cool. But yeah, the brass bonanza and all.
So, can you believe this was a song they played when, you know, they actually scored a goal? So dorky.
All right. Let's see. Linda's writing into us. Just curious. You said this morning you might open things up for callers. This doesn't affect me, but I wonder if anyone is being encouraged to make plans that otherwise would be uninvited to Thanksgiving dinner they would usually be invited to because of the vax, no vax debate. Interesting question. I think we brought this up last year a little bit, but will you be getting uninvited from your family for Thanksgiving? I bet you this is happening a lot more than people want to admit. I would be willing to bet that a good chunk of the population out there
are either very hesitant to invite someone like me who's not vaccinated. So don't invite him. He doesn't have the vaccine. He'll get us all sick. We'll all get killed. So, Linda, I bet you're right. I bet you this is causing all kinds of heated problems. That is my guess. All right. You know what? So usually once a night I like to have some fun. Maybe I'll do it again next hour a little bit with some useless knowledge that you can use. Maybe you can use some of this stuff at the Thanksgiving dinner if, in fact, you are invited to it. So let me run through some of these. Let's see. In the 1930s, ketchup was turned into pills and sold as a medicine to treat indigestion and diarrhea. I actually think it probably causes indigestion and diarrhea and more than it would actually stop it. How long? Now, see, this goes with the vaccine. This is kind of vaccine-related, isn't it? I mean, you know, back then, of course, they didn't know what the hell was going on. Maybe now they don't know what the hell is going on. But what would make them think that ketchup would stop indigestion? And how long did it take them before they decided to pull those pills off the market? Or is somebody still taking ketchup pills? Get heartburn. Oh, no, honey, I got a heartburn from the lasagna. Just give me a package of the ketchup pills. I'll take care of it. That'll wipe it right out. In 1970, 7%. Are you joking over there? 7% of gynecologists were women. Now it's up to 59%. 82% of residents training to be gynecologists are now women. Listen, I don't want to be sexist. I don't want to be, is it not homophobic? I don't want to be misogynistic. But women should be gynecologists. All right? That's one that I would absolutely 100% give a double thumbs up for. Absolutely. A brothel is offering free sex to anyone who gets vaccinated. Well, there you go, Chris. I don't know if you're
a little free sex. What do I need a brothel for?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just telling you.
You're
a single man.
You're
a single guy. You're a single guy out in the loose. You know,
maybe that's a lot to live for.
Maybe a couple drumsticks and a vaccine card. You have yourself a little romp.
Yeah, that's all I need is for Thanksgiving is have a big thing of Blitz decks in my pocket.
That makes me think of, I don't know how I'm getting here. Very serious.
You said it.
Makes me think, for somebody in my younger days would frequent the occasional strip joint. You know, you do those kinds of things when you're younger. I never could understand it. To this day, I can't understand it. Like, what's the fascination with, food and strip clubs? Like, why would you want to serve a potluck dinner? Like, these poor girls have to go through enough as it is.
Yeah.
Why do they need a fat SOB spitting up, macaroni and cheese on them while they're
dried up dance? Mac and cheese.
Oh, awful. Oh, it's awful.
Bad gravy on it.
All right, I guess we're done for now. I hear the music playing. So listen, top of the hour is right around the corner. I said a very special guest will join me at about 20 minutes after the next hour, Senator Joe Lieberman. He's always great to talk to. He's got a brand new book out. We'll do all of that and have some more conversations. I think I'll talk a little bit more about vaccines when we come back. Stick around. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.